Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating the Dr. Report on Amanda Haddix. Date of birth 9/16/1982. Date of procedure July 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Emily Acosta. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy. Indication is abdominal pain, GERD, change in bowel habits with constipation and diarrhea. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy or extent to the patient. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position, sedators for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated limb studio gas scope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retroflex view is obtained in the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated limb video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure transfers, colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum. Terminal aim is intubated and valued. Boston bowel prep score is graded as A. Six, 2-2-2, comma, fair prep. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastophagus appeared on a remarkable neckline. The Z line was regular at 42 centimeters from the bioplac neckline. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, more so in the antrum than in the body. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next sign, there was a duodenal diverticulum in D2. Next sign, at colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score of 6, comma, 2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Next sign, the right, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for the diarrhea and for microscopic colitis. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was rectal erythema. Colon biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line, there was a spastic left colon. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll try rebreprazole 20 milligrams to be taken daily 30 minutes before breakfast given persistent heartburn symptoms. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending fast. Next line, continue Miralax and Metamucil daily. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.